In today's video, we'll explore some of your responses to a question I asked in one of our previous videos. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Hello everyone! Before I share today's testimonies, I'd like to take a moment to express my gratitude for your support, your likes and shares, and your kind comments. May God bless you all. By the way, if you have any personal stories or experiences with Padre Pio that you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share them in the comments or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Now let's dive into the stories. Now, the testimonies I'm about to share today are responses to my question from a previous video titled Padre Pio's Unanswered Prayer, What He Asked For and Why, where I asked, have you, our viewers, ever waited for a long time for a prayer to be answered? The responses poured in, so let's take a closer look at a few of them. A viewer named Joyce shared, I've been praying for the conversion of my family for 30 years, saying the rosary every day. I'm just now starting to see results. Praise be to Jesus and Mary. Padre Pio, pray for us. I've noticed in the comments section that many of you are fervently praying for the conversion of family members. I can personally relate to this, and I find it very encouraging to see there are many of us praying for the conversion of sinners. Joyce, it truly commands my utmost respect to hear about your steadfast devotion to praying the rosary every day for 30 years, and I'm genuinely glad to hear you're witnessing results. Thank you, Joyce, for sharing your experience. Our next response comes from Mimi, who wrote, Padre Pio prayed for me and my mother when I was born in March 1949. Both my mother and I were at death's door. One of his spiritual children lived in our little village of Verapodio and wrote to him to pray for the young mother and her baby. He wrote back that the grace was granted for both, mother and child, and so it was. I am now 74 years of age. In 1994, my beautiful mother was called to heaven, and now I await my turn. When my place is ready, Jesus promised that there are many rooms in my Father's house. He will come and call me home. Like Saint Rita said, I am not afraid of death. I'll close my eyes to this world and open them to Jesus, our Savior. Thank you, dear Padre Pio. Please now pray for my son Justin and my son Peter. Pray for my husband Justino, who has dementia, and pray for me to have the strength to carry my cross well and accept his will. Amen. Mimi, I find it truly inspiring that you seek strength to carry your cross rather than having it taken away. I believe this reflects a profound understanding of Padre Pio's spirituality and God's intention to sanctify us through our struggles and challenges. Moreover, it always amazes me anew to hear first-hand stories about the power of Padre Pio's intercession. Thank you, Mimi, for generously sharing your personal journey. Our final testimony today comes from Andrew, who shared, I've been storming heaven with prayer for over 40 years now. My prayer has been for God to liberate me from lust. Little by little, God, through Our Lady, has given me some forms of liberation. Through the 40 years, I have learned much about God and myself. God could certainly answer these prayers in an instant, as He is the Omnipotent. But I now understand that this is all for my sanctification and purification. I know now God will fully answer my prayer. But in the meantime, I have learned that I must be truly patient. Deo gratias. Hail, Holy Mother, Queen of Heaven and Earth. Andrew, I pray that God will soon liberate you from your lustful temptations. As you mentioned, this journey is a part of our sanctification. When I myself feel continuously tempted in some way, I bring to mind what Father Benedetto said to Padre Pio when Padre Pio's prayers were not answered. He said that this was to leave Padre Pio with a foundation of holy humility. And I believe we can all agree that humility is the key virtue that leads to sanctity. Saint Moses the Black said, "You fast, but Satan does not eat. You labor fervently, but Satan never sleeps." The only dimension with which you can outperform Satan is by acquiring humility, for Satan has no humility. So let us remember to always humbly implore God to relieve us from temptation, admitting that we do not have the power to conquer it ourselves. Thank you, Andrew, for sharing your spiritual journey. Speaking of spiritual journeys, if you would like to join us on our spiritual journey of spreading the teachings and wisdom of Padre Pio, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you're not just supporting a YouTube channel, you become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us reach more people who can benefit spiritually from these stories, just like you have. You will help souls in need, souls for whom our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross. Sacred Scripture says, "Those who instruct many to justice shall shine as stars for all eternity." Click the link in the description below to learn more and embark on this meaningful journey with us. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.